You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, I got an email the other day, and it sent me to the moon. I know it's the simple things. Doesn't take much to make a guy like me happy. But I got this email, and it was from, you know, just one of my viewers, listeners, podcast adherents. I don't know who it was. They didn't say how they listened to your liberty-loving Latino here. But this is what it said. Chris, I just want you to know, I believe, and I know a lot of people who believe, that education is the most important aspect of American life. It's the reason for all of our successes and our current failures. I was like, oh my gosh, they got it. They get it. You guys know me. I have been on this education kick for a long time. It's our future. It's our kids. And why we would trust our children to a bunch of left-wing whack jobs is beyond me. Allowing them to put their left-wing politics into our kids' heads. And Republican legislators saying, oh yeah, that's fine. Let me just give them a whole bunch of money and we'll tune out and we'll just go on our way. It's complete national suicide. The worst mistake we ever made was allowing the government to educate our kids. And one of you sent me that email, one email, and it was enough to send me over the moon. Now, we've got a lot of problems out there with individuals who are working against us on this. The Business Insider, which, shame on you for calling yourself the Business Insider, because, you know, typically businesses had been on the conservative side, the free enterprise side, the American side of the ledger, but not with articles like this crap. The United States spent $877 billion on the military budget in 2022, and a new report says that's more than 10 times federal education spending. Now, some of you might go, well, that's kind of odd. 10 times, you say. Well, maybe we should be devoting a little bit more money to, gov ed. Folks, it's smoke and mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors. I have to credit Brian Riedel. He is with, he's a chief economist, and he's with the Manhattan Institute. And here's what he wrote with those numbers. Comparing federal defense, $877 billion, versus education spending on the federal level at $76 billion is grossly misleading, because everyone knows, at least anyone with a half a brain cell, which apparently excludes the Business Insider, anybody with half a brain cell, is the majority of education money comes from where? Say it with me, kids. The states. So Brian Riedel points out it's grossly misleading when education is primarily state and local funded. Now, when you start incorporating the spending from the federal government, $76 billion, along with local and state funding that goes to GovEd, then you get quite a different number. It pushes the total up to $1.2 trillion on education every year, compared to $877 billion we spend on national defense. So in truth, my friends, in truth, in the United States, which, by the way, spends the most per capita in the world, and we get the crappiest results for it. We spend the most of the world, and we get the bottom of the middle of the pack in academic results, which is really all that's important. The academic results are important. So when the truth is told, when it's actually reported, it turns out that spending on our national defense is dwarfed by spending on GovEd across these once United States. So that's the truth. And shame on the Business Insider for trying to pull the wool over the American people's eyes on what's actually being spent as a mechanism to squeeze more of our hard-earned money into a failed system. And it is failing. It is failing grotesquely. And they're always complaining because it's government run. They're always bitching and moaning about, we don't have enough money. So they're reaching out to get more money, is GovEd. And you're not going to believe who they're reaching out to. They're reaching out to these charitable organizations that just happen to be run by left-wing crazy nut jobs. That's right. These left-wing crazy nut jobs are paying millions and millions of dollars to get access to your kids, all with the approval of the so-called Republicans who run education in the state of Texas. More on that up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Time to get to our guest, Robert Montoya. He's a former filmmaker, University of North Texas graduate, one-time assistant language teacher. He misses Japan and the 1980s. Who doesn't? He's an investigative reporter for Texas Scorecard. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, Chris.
All right. You have your latest investigative series that just dropped here recently in the last couple days. Tell the folks about it. What did you look into?
Well, me and my coworker, Kristen Stanchu, we looked into public servants' education having given influence to some radical left nonprofits. These nonprofits have connections to the Chinese Communist Party and other statists. Specifically, we're talking about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation.
Okay, so now, what type of, are they being welcomed in to schools? Are they buying their way into schools, or is it a little bit of both?
So what happens is, you know, both nonprofits, as you know, education, they always ask for more and more money. Both foundations offer either straight up cash or in-kind services that have dollar amounts in order to help fund the system. And as a result, they also try and influence and make adjustments to the system.
Okay, so now, when you say the system, are they talking about curriculum? Are they talking about lesson plans? What kind of changes are they making?
Well, so let's dive right into this here. The Gates Foundation gave more than $328 million in grants to promote the controversial Common Core standards. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and as we know, there was a 2020 white paper published analyzing Common Core, and the writer of that report said, quote, "We are now seeing the first sustained declines in student achievement since as far back as we have national test score trend data," unquote. That's pretty damning considering, you know, the Gates Foundation was heavily involved in that.
Right, it is. And now what about the other organization? I'm not as familiar with that other one as I am with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yes, the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. So they've also been fairly active. They've contributed millions to an organization called Teach for America. One of this organization's priorities is diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE, DIE. And one of the resources available on their website is an article about how to practice culturally relevant pedagogy. And as we've seen, typically culturally relevant usually stands for far left dogma.
Wow. And so, and are they getting this stuff taught in schools?
Well, you know, one of the things that we have noticed is, tell me a time whenever a leftist has funded something and not tried to have their own values imputed into it.
Sure.
Tell me, you know, obviously also tell me a time when you're a conservative, conservatives and try and steer an organization saying, hey, look, let's not go far left. Let's do teach some timeless values. So whenever these organizations are involved, particularly with both these foundations, they both heavily support DIE. I find hard to believe they wouldn't try and say, hey, you know, let's also include these ideologies in these programs.
Yeah, you know, I remember this goes back a ways, but I remember in Fort Worth ISD, there was a rather radical, I think he still might be there, a school board president, a radical loudmouth leftist Latino, an absolute Marxist, who was inviting Democrats into a mandatory assembly onto the campus to speak to the kids. When I confronted Fort Worth ISD over this, they said, well, it wasn't mandatory, but I had emails from teachers inside the ISD showing me it was indeed mandatory at this high school. And then when I asked, well, wait a minute, why wasn't a Republican asked to come on and speak? They had no good answer, and that's when they stopped all communications. Is this what we're dealing with here in Texas?
I believe so. I mean, let's take a look at the relationships here. The Gates Foundation, now this is interesting, you know, we studied, you know, the Chinese Communist Party's infiltration of Texas, and usually we would find the CCP flowing money into American or Texas institutions. The Gates Foundation actually gave money to multiple China-located universities, ones the Australian Strategic Policy Institute rated as high or very high risk because they're involved with the Chinese military-industrial complex or work in cyber warfare. Mm-hmm. Michael Dell, he's on the advisory board of a school at a university, which is Chinese President Xi Jinping's alma mater. And that university is also noted as very high risk. Now, why in the world public servants would allow such dangerous foundations into our public education system, particularly in Texas, is very concerning.
It is to me, too. Robert Montoya, our guest right now, folks, investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard. So did you center in on these organizations, or were there others? And then what other type of malign activities did you uncover that these organizations were up to inside of GovEd?
So we got a tip from a source that the Texas Education Agency and others were soliciting money, trying to get grants from the Gates Foundation. So that kind of started off this year-long investigation. And as we looked into this, we found that many times when the Gates Foundation was funding education initiatives, there would be the Dell Foundation there. Let's take a look real quick at some of the Gates Foundation's activity in Texas. They worked with the Texas Education Agency on the Texas High School Project. This aligns between them and other charitable organizations like the Dell Foundation. Now, this high school project seemed to be a part of the Gates Foundation's earlier smaller schools project in trying to break up larger schools and smaller entities. You should know that there was a five-year analysis of this model published in 2008,
right,
and it admitted, quote, as a whole, these schools have not produced the hoped-for significant improvements in achievement results for students to date, unquote. So the work of these the Gates Foundation we're looking at, the cost is being borne by parents and students because it's not helping, in fact, hurting students' academic achievement and their future, which that's the whole purpose of schools, right?
Right.
Supposed to be to help, not hurt.
Well, okay, so you're saying, by the way, the TEA is the one that solicited this. Now, were you able to determine who in the TEA was reaching out to these left-wing organizations for cash?
I don't have that specific information, but you know, we have to remember, you know, TEA, they have a commissioner. I don't know if Mike Morath was around this time for the Texas High School Project, because again, that's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. But the commissioners are the ones who are in charge of these agencies, and the commissioners are appointed so by elected officials. So now, they're the ones to ask about this.
Well, when you brought this to the TEA's attention, Mr. Morath's attention, did he say he was going to look into it? Did he say he was going to investigate it? Did he say that he had no idea that this was going on? What did he say?
So far, we have not yet received any response from the Texas Education Agency when we've sent them inquiries about the Dell Foundation and the Gates Foundation. They might send ones perhaps sometime after this broadcast, but as of right now, we have not yet received one.
Well, okay, see, this is an issue. This is an issue because when I made an inquiry to get somebody from the Texas Health Department onto our program to talk about the China virus vaccines, I was told that because I was a conservative opinion host, they wouldn't talk to me, right? And that caused a massive blow up and a massive stink, because you're not allowed in Texas government to discriminate against people and say, oh, well, you're a conservative, I'm not going to talk to you. You're not allowed to do that. And we had it in writing, and that was a pretty big deal. Why do you think the TEA didn't at least respond to your inquiries and say, hey, look, we're looking into this, or we didn't know about this? What's going on here? Are you getting stonewalled, do you think?
Well, I can't speak for the Texas Education Agency. What I can tell is that in my history working as a reporter, investigative reporter, I can tell you that public servants, they don't typically like accountability. They don't like being called out when they have done something wrong or taken questionable measures. And it's very human, very much human nature to hide. Whether or not that's happening in this situation, or maybe they're working on a response currently that we've not received yet, I don't know.
Okay. What about the, you mentioned already some dollar figures. Do we have a total? How much money are these left-wing organizations subsidizing or paying to get access to Texas kids?
So right now, when you take the money, both in-kind and also actual cash donations, contributions, into Texas Education by the Dell and Gates Foundation, into K-12, and higher education combined, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, over 200 million combined here we're talking about. And when it comes, and you know, here's a good example of why this should be concerning. You know, the Dell Foundation in 2020, they pledged 100 million to the University of Texas Austin. UT President Greg Fenves said, quote, "We'll have Dell Foundation staff integrated into all our staff and providing services for students." So now they're going to bring in this woke foundation with woke ideologies and these very dangerous connections to the CCP, having very close contact with students at a state university.
Wow. That just blows my mind. Now, when you lay this all out to lawmakers, have you run what you've discovered and reported on? Have you run this by any of the Texas lawmakers saying, hey, you might want to put a prohibition saying, you know, Texas students are not for sale, whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, whether you're right wing, whether you're woke, you don't get to buy your way in to schools. Is this on anybody's radar, I guess, is my question.
I don't believe it's on anybody's radar. We have not run this by any members of the Texas legislature yet. But it's interesting because as we looked at this conflict going on, this is very much connected to an old Silicon Valley war between rivals Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. Turns out their fight wasn't just in technology, but also in education. Gates, as we've seen through his foundation, has advocated for funding systems and adjusting systems. Steve Jobs in 1995, he advocated for empowering parents by giving them decision-making power through, quote, a full voucher system, in order to decide where their kids could go. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Texas legislature, they're debating a school choice program. And really, considering what we've seen with the effects of Gates' work, I think empowering parents is probably the way to go and the solution here.
Well, that would be nice. And sadly, you've got Republicans who prize GovEd more than they prize parental rights, Republicans like Charlie Guerin, and those who follow his prescriptions. He's quite dangerous. And he and a couple of other Republicans sided with the socialists to try to basically put into a budget to basically say that no money can go to parental school choice programs, whether they be vouchers or whether they be these educational savings accounts. On the money, because I found this to be quite interesting, the money is being misrepresented on the federal level as well. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. There's a guy by the name of Brian Riedel. He is an economist and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And he was taking apart this contention on the federal level, saying that, 76.4 $76.4 billion in discretionary spending for education this year on the federal level. And the spending on defense, $842 billion, is 10 times more. However, it's disingenuous because they don't factor in what the states are spending on education. And if you factor all of that in, we're spending $1.2 trillion in the United States annually compared to the federal defense budget, which is a little over $800 billion. So there's a lot of money in education and a lot of corruption is what I'm hearing.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny you mention this because, you know, you're talking about now taxpayer dollars. What we've looked at here, there's also probably untold hundreds of millions of nonprofit monies also flowing into education. Like, I was completely unaware. that Gates and Dell were putting all this kind of money into education. Yet we hear all the time, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money. Things begs the question, well, what is that amount where if we hit that, then we can have maximum quality education for our children? And if you've noticed, the more funding has gone up for education, we've been getting lesser and lesser quality.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, the more you see this in the higher education ranks as well. As more the government backstops higher education, it just gets more expensive, and the quality of teaching, the quality of learning goes into the toilet because it's a money-making enterprise, an adult jobs program rather than being an education system. Robert Montoya is our guest, folks, former filmmaker, a University of North Texas graduate, and one-time assistant language teacher, and now he's an investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard. Let me run some headlines by you from the Texas Scorecard. Louisville ISD teacher faces 99 years for sexual assault of a 10-year-old student. The next one, North Texas teacher, wrestling coach arrested for improper relationship with student. Euless police believe there are more victims. Another one, Cyfair ISD employee charged with improper relationship with student. Cyfair ISD employee is 66 years old. So you've got those headlines, and then you've got Erin Anderson doing her fantastic reporting about, you know, back to the money conversation. You've got these independent school district superintendents pulling down over $500,000, and these districts are bitching about how they don't have enough money, yet their top individuals are making big bank with Cadillac plans for their benefits. It doesn't seem to pass the smell test, all of this, because as you said, it's all the quality of education in Texas is going down the more the money flows, and the less accountability we have because the legislature just tunes out.
Correct. In fact, you know, as you're pointing out all these very serious morality scandals, I find rich that, you know, education would come up to the Texas legislature and ask for more money. My other question is, with all these scandals we're seeing so regularly now, you know, student-teacher sex scandals, where are the hearings in the legislature bringing up members of the Texas Education Agency and all these school districts forward and, you know, holding investigations, demanding answers, and saying, no more money until you get your act together? This is outrageous.
Right. Give us more money. No, why don't you perform with the money you're already given, and then we'll talk about giving you more money once we see results. Because as we pointed out, Mr. Montoya, the test scores in Texas, the test scores in GovEd all over the country, we pay the most per capita, most per student in the industrialized world, and that gets us the bottom of the middle of the pack for academic achievement. And no wonder China's cleaning our clocks. What's the name of the series, and where can folks check it out?
The name of the series is Corrupting Texas Education. And in order to go there, all you have to do is go to texasscorecard.com, click read, then investigations. You'll see that and also all of our investigative series right there.
Robert Montoya, investigative reporter for the Texas Scorecard. Man, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Chris.
And that there puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, the most important thing about us, our future, our children, we've got to get rid of GovEd. We have got to put we the people back in charge of education, not the government. Visit TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. That's where you're going to find enterprising journalism dedicated to putting you back in charge, the parents back in charge of education. Also pay a visit to the Chris Salcedo Show's presence and the Salcedo Storm's presence on the web at ChrisSalcedo.com. One-stop shopping there, folks. You can find out where the Chris Salcedo Show is on radio, on KSEV and TNT Radio. Can also check it out on television at Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Always at home here on the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.